Hello, friends, and welcome to another episode of The Working Experience. A very warm, open-arm audio embrace and a squeeze. We have a new series of sorts for your listening pleasure. We are calling the series The Working Experience Survival Kit. The series will consist of guided meditations, guided naps, and soulless affirmations, and whatever else we can think of to ease the mind-numbing, soul-deadening experience of the modern workplace. And someday in the near future, we will have an app, because your entire life should revolve around your phone. And be on the lookout for branded pills, lotions, ointments, crystals, and prayer rocks. Thanks, everyone, and I hope you enjoy this episode of The Working Experience.
The Working Experience.
Route 93 North is almost at a standstill. It's a rough one out there this morning. Snow and sleet.
There is no service on
that. Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Yeah, folks. We're going to be a few minutes. We have train traffic ahead of us. We should be moving shortly.
John, we need that report ASAP.
Where are we on that presentation?
Man, HR wants to see you.
Did you return that email yet?
We have a team meeting at 10.
You stay late, Bob.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
We're moving in a different direction.
And after the meeting, we'll have a breakout session.
Who ate my biscuits?
Where are my hot pockets?
This microwave is disgusting.
Oh, God, what's that
smell? He was clipping his toenails at his desk. I can't take it anymore.
Hey everyone, this is Maddie Kay from the Working Experience Podcast with another guided meditation. You know what time it is. It's time for shh. What do we always say here at the Working Experience Podcast? In 100 years, it won't matter anyway. So shh. Let someone else take care of it. Don't stress yourself. Stress is a killer. Shh. Now, this is an important topic, so I'm just going to dive right in here. Work, as we all know, can be very stressful. Things pile up. People are sending you emails asking for status updates on various projects and coming into your office with more files, and you have a meeting at 10 that you haven't prepared for, and on and on and on. Day after day after day. It never seems to end. Now, there are the so-called experts with strategies to prioritize your tasks. They offer tips on how to stay organized. Some people will tell you that you need to hustle to be successful. Some lunatics will want you to get to work earlier to get a jump on things. Some will say that you need to work more effectively or exercise in the morning to alleviate stress. I say you have enough going on in your life. You don't need any more. As always, we at the Working Experience Podcast like to offer a simpler, easier solution. You know, Maddie Kay, I'm all about easy. We don't like to complicate your life any further than it already is with more stuff to do. You don't need to hear about any more strategies or that you need to work harder. We've never advocated that. Working harder just leads to more work. We like to keep it simple. When work is really overwhelming, you, dear listeners, I just have one thing for you. Just call in sick. If you're not in the office, you don't have to deal with it. Just don't be there. The old saying is, showing up is half the battle. Well, that may be true. But if you don't show up at all, there is no battle. Simple, effective, easy. just Colin sick? Of course, you do have to employ a bit of forethought. What's your excuse going to be? My personal favorite is diarrhea. See, it just rolls off the tongue. Diarrhea. When you tell someone you have diarrhea, that usually ends the conversation pretty quickly. No one wants to hear the details about your diarrhea. They will usually answer with, "Oh, that's too bad," and then try to get off the phone as quickly as possible. The real trick comes into trying to offer the details to make them think you are trying your best to be open and transparent. You really want to come to work, but you can barely get off the toilet because your bowels are so loose. Trust me, no one wants to hear about that. Another excuse to consider is a rash somewhere in the vicinity of the waistline. You can tell your manager that it is causing you concern because of a discoloration and burning sensation in the affected area. Tell him or her that you've tried applying various ointments, but it's not gotten any better, so you will consult a doctor. Again, no one's going to ask for any proof of that. Something vaguely contagious, like a stomach bug, can work well too. You can say something like, "Oh, I don't want to get everyone else sick." What a self-sacrificing hero you are. You would definitely drag your sick self into work. It's not your health you're worried about. It's the health of everyone else. So altruistic. And I can almost guarantee they'll say, no, you stay home. Feel better. Get better. Everyone's so sympathetic these days that you can really take advantage of that. Be creative, but be consistent. Calling out sick from work is a craft. It can't be anything too serious, but just serious enough. You want to steer clear of any kind of supposed injury, because then people would be looking for a bandage or a cast or something like that, and you'd have to come up with a story as to how you injured yourself. That could go wrong pretty quickly. You'd raise suspicions. So keep it vague enough that you don't have to provide any proof, but enough to keep you out of work. Also, be conscious of using the same excuse too many times. This can raise suspicions and may eventually require some kind of a doctor's note. Some people may criticize this as avoiding work or just being flat out lazy. We call it a proactive method of stress management. So, you have a lot on your shoulders. Take a day for yourself, or two, or three. Those pesky viruses can keep you in bed for a week or more. Stay home, put the TV on, and like we always say here at the Working Experience Podcast, someone else will do it. Have a great week, everybody. Take care.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to this episode of The Working Experience. We'd like to thank our sponsors, One Circle Media and the Still Believe app, the only app that delivers video proof of the Tooth Fairy and Santa by simply taking a picture. Download the app at stillbelieve.co today and amaze your kids. And if you work for a studio, network, startup, or corporation and are looking for a partner to create media that will build, engage, and entertain your audience, reach out to me at john@onecirclemedia.com. I would love to hear from you. And that's it. The end. The sweet end. Until our next audio encounter.